And now more Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, Linked Terrain Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here for you every Sunday afternoon, 24-7, with extra shows, content, guests, analysis, archives to all of our shows at DaveJanda.com. Now look, DaveJanda.com serves many purposes, a number of which is to educate you, empower you, and enlighten you with information you'll never get through the bought-off lamestream fake media. At a minimum, you should at least visit the site for the news ticker. The news ticker, which has been set up by our IT team, is the only news ticker of its kind on the planet. It's a news ticker from hell if you're a member of the deep state. The headlines are constantly changing for you to see that the bought-off lamestream fake media will never touch. It's right in the middle, right toward the top of the homepage. You click on the headline, it'll take you to a reference point on that particular issue. But that's the tip of the iceberg. I do another 3 to 4 form video format shows every week at DaveJanda.com in content I cannot discuss on the radio, I cannot discuss on social media platforms, not because there's a problem at Wham! Is the only radio station in the country, and that's not an overstatement, true, that there is absolutely no restriction on a host or a guest's content that's to be presented. The problem is the FCC. The last thing I want to do is have Wham! Lose their license. And that could well happen very quickly based on the content I bring forward on the subscription side and needless to say, anything on the social media side where I go near on the subscription side would get me immediately thrown off of YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. It's 30 cents a day. It's $9 a month. We do that to cover our costs. Running an internet site is incredibly expensive if you do it the right way. So when the Amazon Web Services went down a week ago, our subscribers had 24/7 access to DaveJanda.com. Why? Because we have our own servers. Is that expensive? Yeah. But Nick Ruiz and our IT team pulls it off. We are an island of information in the deep state sea of chaos. You are doing yourself an incredible disservice by not having that subscription site. That is not an overstatement. You talk to any one of our subscribers, they will tell you the information presented saved their lives. Fact, not an overstatement. So what are you waiting for? Give yourself a great Thanksgiving present, Christmas present, Hanukkah present, New Year's present, birthday present. You really need to do it, folks. I can lead the horse to water, but I can't make it drink. But if that horse doesn't drink, your freedoms are going to dry up and shrivel away. My next guest is someone who's an incredible fan favorite. She is an incredibly courageous individual who takes on the academic poobahs, I call them, on a daily basis. Dr. Robin McCutcheon teaches economics at the Lewis College of Business at Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. In addition to teaching her Principles of Economics course with using the principles of free market systems, her Comparative Economic Systems course, lovingly dubbed the Atlas Shrugged class, is loved and attended by what she calls her patriots in training, her students. It's also denigrated by her globalist colleagues as being propaganda. Well, what exactly is the content base of her courses? Ayn Rand, Ludwig von Mises, just to name a few. And she utilizes them to explain in plain English how our country's founding principles lead to free markets and are the best path to liberty, freedom, and prosperity for not just a select few, but for everyone. Her website, which includes her coursework, her course syllabus, link lync-sync.com, my privilege, pleasure, and honor to welcome back Dr. Robin McCutcheon. Robin, welcome back.
Thank you, Dave, for that wonderful introduction, and happy anniversary.
Well, thank you very much. 15 years of causing heartache to the globalist syndicate, and I'm very proud of that. Even though they tried to see you. Well, actually, Robin, interesting. YouTube particularly dislikes when you and I post content on YouTube. I think of all my guests, your content, when I interview you and put that information up on YouTube, is the most targeted guest content I have put up over the years.
Wow. Street cred. I'm honored.
Yeah. And sometimes they actually wait a little bit. Sometimes it's immediate, like within hours. But sometimes, like, they'll go back months, in a couple instances, years. All of a sudden, like at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll get a notification. Your content was deemed not appropriate for YouTube. At like 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll get this in an interview that you and I posted months ago.
Or years ago.
All right, so let's shake the tree a little bit more, okay? So that this way,
good.
Let's go for a goal. Let's try to get, if we post this this segment on YouTube down the line, let's see if we can get it taken down within minutes, all right? All right, let's go for it. All right, Robin, your take on this issue of government shutting down. The globalists, Democrats in Congress for 13 times voting not to reopen the government. Because, well, you know, the whole issue with Obamacare subsidies, which are just subsidies for insurance companies, and the entire issue of, well, you know, we want folks that are here illegally to get health care and other benefits. So give us your take and the supplemental nutrition program, supplemental nutrition assistance program, so-called SNAP, as of yesterday, went into shutdown mode. Give us your take on the SNAP program and the shutdown.
Okay. Well, I think it's interesting that the Democrats have put themselves so far out on a limb and are now sawing it off from underneath their butts because they really don't have a leg to stand on because they are insisting upon funding illegal aliens to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars. And I find it very interesting that the national conversation is now circulating around why are we funding 42,700,000 people on SNAP when approximately 50% plus of them are illegal aliens? Why are we doing that? That means that about 21 million people are Americans that are on SNAP, and I guess if we sick doge on the SNAP program, we might find out that really there's only 4 or 5 million people, Americans, who really are deserving of SNAP. And so I think what the Democrats are doing is they're really doing a great job for us, highlighting for every American just how corrupt they are. I mean, I haven't heard a truth out of them in decades, but this is getting really ridiculous. And keep in mind that they don't have a debt ceiling to fall back on, to point a finger at Trump and say, you mean old man, you're going to allow us to overrun that debt ceiling. Well, the debt ceiling is sitting at $41.1 trillion. We're not probably going to get to that till the end of 2026. Can you imagine? Just imagine for a moment what President Trump could do if he can keep the government shut down for an entire year. He'll be able to cut 90% of the federal government away, get rid of all those 455 agencies that we don't need, and only keep the 19 functions of government that are stipulated in the U.S. Constitution. So, as far as the Democrats go, I think they're doing us a great service, and I hope they keep going. vote to keep the government shut down for another 30 days so that President Trump can start stripping away the agencies at day 61. As far as the SNAP program goes, people need to remember that that program is basically run through the states. The money comes from the federal government, but it's run through the states. And I heard Brooke Rollins the other day say that her department had sent every state, all 50 states, letters saying, hey, we want to make sure that illegal immigrants are not getting benefits that are meant for Americans, so you need to report back to us what your data is. And according to her, she said 29 states stepped up, including a few blue states, but 21 blue states absolutely refused, and two of them sued them. Brooke Rollins and the government for asking for the data. We just want to know who's on the SNAP program so we can make sure we're not funding illegal aliens. Well, now it's beginning to roll out. I watched a Joe Rogan interview with Elon Musk, where Elon Musk basically said, look, these Democrat-run states have to have illegal aliens on the books that they're paying for SNAP so that they can make sure that they have voters to vote in the elections, that the Democrats can't win an election without illegal voters. And so all these SNAP benefits are an enticing pot of money to bring illegal aliens in from all countries around the world and then pay for them to be here. So if the SNAP benefits dry up for illegal aliens, they'll go home. They'll just leave. And then the Democrats won't have their illegal aliens to vote for them in upcoming elections. Donald Trump is quite literally, look, the Democrats are not afraid that Trump will fail and destroy our country. What they're really afraid of is that he'll succeed and destroy their political ideology, which is socialism for all.
Robin, you bring up an excellent point. And of note, when Donald Trump signed the executive order and Brooke Rollins, the Secretary of Agriculture, sent that notification to states about send us your data, send us your information, because there's a big problem with identity issues, illegals versus legals getting this. That was in April of 2025, over 6 months ago. So this wasn't like 6 days ago or 6 weeks ago. This was 6 months ago, and you're absolutely on target. Two of the 21 of the blue states, as you mentioned, never sent anything. Two states sued them because they sued them saying, we're suing you, we don't want to send data. Well, Robin, many people say, if you're an illegal, there's no way you can get SNAP benefits. And Robin, that is the rule of law that yes, you cannot be an illegal alien. But the bottom line is, illegal aliens are getting SNAP benefits.
Not only that, but as soon as they stepped into the country, the blue states that they went to handed them a Social Security number. Which meant that how is anybody at the SNAP program supposed to know that this person's an illegal alien?
Well, let's talk about that, because I went to I do some work, if you will, with the Department of Government Efficiency, right? So this is what I found out. You're right. All they have to do is present a Social Security card. Well, you must be a legal citizen if you have a Social Security card. Okay, so this is what was uncovered from DOGE. In 2021, 270,425 illegals were provided Social Security cards. In 2022, 590,193 illegals were provided Social Security cards. This is all under the Biden-Harris goat rodeo, whatever that was. In 2023, 964,163 illegals were provided Social Security cards and benefits. And in 2024, the granddaddy of them all, 2,095,247 illegals were provided Social Security cards and benefits.
So that's about 4 million people.
Yeah.
Now, how do we know it's not actually double or triple that? That's just what we know.
That's what we know through DOGE. That's right. That's probably, even Musk will tell you, tip of the iceberg.
Exactly. And so the Democrats are, they've really gotten themselves into a pickle, because not only are they out screaming their heads off about how we have to fund SNAP, and now people are finding out, oh, well, hey, more than half of the SNAP beneficiaries, recipients, are illegal aliens, and it's becoming quite clear to the American people that the Democrats are just lying their asses off. Good. So I hope the Democrats keep going out there and shouting to the rooftops that we need to do this, because the more they shout, the more people are awakened to the really deep corruption that's going on. And really, what this SNAP program from the federal government to the state government represents is a huge money laundering system.
Yes.
I mean, we thought USAID was bad, but I'll bet you anything, you dig down deep into SNAP and you're going to find out they're laundering all of it. So, you know, YouTube will probably throw us off now.
Well, and then there are people saying, well, there's some discretionary money in the USDA that can be used as a stopgap to fund folks. I mean, nobody wants any American to go hungry, right? I mean, I think that's a safe, well, at least that's on the freedom side of the equation.
The Democrats do. They want people to go hungry, because they're quite happy to hold all of the people who deserve SNAP as hostages to force the American government to do what they want it to do.
Yeah.
They're quite happy for people to starve to death.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll qualify that. There are anyone on the freedom side of the equation does not want anyone going hungry, right?
Right.
But the bottom line is, when you look at that discretionary fund, and Rollins talks about this, look, that discretionary fund is for a flow of funds when the flow of funds are already in place. So, for example, if there's no government shutdown and food stamps, the SNAP programs and WIC WIC is being implemented, and a hurricane hits an area, well, you can supplement that initial outlay with more out of this discretionary fund. But the flow of funds has to be in place. And that's why when these judges on Friday night said, hey, you got this money sitting there, let that stuff go. Well, that's all well and fine, but that's illegal, right? And if Trump releases that, you know what's next. Well, that's grounds for impeachment. He didn't follow the law. What?
Exactly. Exactly. But here we go again with district court judges trying to step in and be president. So I loved President Trump's response, which was, paraphrasing, great, I'm happy to do that. You just tell me how to do it legally.
Right. Tell us. Silence. Tell me how. Right.
Cricket.
And that was the right response. I want to do this. I don't want anybody hungry. Tell me how I'm supposed to do this, because you're telling me to do something illegally.
Exactly. So, I mean, and we're right back to square one again, where the Democrats are going to spend next week, I can't imagine, they're going to spend on the 5th, I think they said they were going to surround the White House and Capitol, millions and millions. They couldn't get 700,000 people across the country. How are they going to get millions to surround the Capitol? I mean, come on.
Well,
A week ago, they were complaining about no kings, and now they're begging the king for food.
Right. So here, I'll make a prediction. So this election day, you know, obviously it's an off year, but still, you know, you got the whole Mamdani thing, election in New York and the governorship of Virginia and several others. That's going to occur on Tuesday. And the word I heard from my sources in D.C. is anticipate a solution to this to occur Wednesday evening. Because the Dems see, or the globalists see, this as a means of influencing the election their way and driving more turnout by having the shutdown go through Election Day. So we can probably anticipate a solution to this Wednesday evening after they have their little get-together surrounding the White House, holding hands, singing, I don't know what the heck they sing, you know. But meanwhile, they hope, I believe, until I'm off on this, Robin. They hope the more chaos that ensues between now and when they call it off, the more chaos, the better.
They don't have the numbers of people that they want everyone to think that they do. I mean, most people are beginning to wake up to this deception. And I think that the more they scream and shout about how dastardly President Trump is keeping SNAP from feeding illegal aliens, I think more people will begin to wake up. I don't think that they actually have the polling numbers that they think they do either. Now, Mamdani is over in New York City is a really interesting case. I don't think he's actually qualified to run for office, and it looks like he might actually be deported because he lied on his forms that he filled out. As far as the governorship in Virginia goes, I'm actually thinking that might be a toss-up. I don't know what's going to happen. We have to wait and see. I just think that the Democrats want people to believe that they are the all-powerful Democratic Party when in reality their entire party is standing stripped naked and looking like fools. And I think this whole entire SNAP conversation that's being had across the nation is exposing the Democrats for the communists that they really are. And I don't think that the American people are going to fall for it like the Democrats want us to think that they will. So we have to wait and see. But in the meantime, the government is still shut down, and people around the country are going, hey, I don't even miss it. So just keep it shut down, you know? And like I said, there isn't any reason why President Trump can't keep it shut down for almost all of 2026. Well, you know, by then the Democrat Party is just going to be a skeletal frame of itself. So, you know, let the Democrats speak out and keep continuing to show the American people just what fools they are. And the American people will keep waking up to the deception that's been in front of their face for decades.
Robin, so, in our final minute,
it works for me.
In our final minute and a half, right now, we're now at $38 trillion in debt.
Mm-hmm.
What's the single most effective move our listeners can take to try to insulate themselves?
Well, now that gold and silver prices have cratered for the last week or so, I think they should go out and buy gold and silver quick before it goes up again, because mints around the world are either out of silver or they're only sending it when they have it. And so here's another thing. I think it's preposterous that the LBMA over in London is pricing the spot price of silver at $48 when there's no silver to be had. So go get silver, get food, get ready. It's going to be fun.
And in our final minute, educate our listeners how they can get more of Dr. Robin McCutcheon.
Go to my website, linksync.com, that's LYNC-SYNC.com, and click on the links, the hyperlinks at the top of the page, and enjoy interviews, classroom lectures, and so forth.
Dr. Robin McCutcheon, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. And as Robin points out, the single most effective financial insurance policy are physical precious metals and not paper. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janet.